You're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg, and we have a real treat today. In studio is Scott Fisher. He is the host of Extreme Jeans on the Mormon Channel, and everyone around here just refers to you as Fisher.
Yes, right? They even shorten it further, Fish.
Fish?
Yes, very common.
Awesome. Well, I'm just going to call you Fish from here on out.
Very nice.
Does that sound good? And you can come up with some kind of catchy nickname for me.
Jen.
Jen, yeah. It's a tough one. No, I've heard them all. People have said Stag. I when I used to work at KSL, people would call me Stagosaurus.
Mm.
That's an original one.
Yeah.
It's not real catchy,
no.
though. Jen works better. Okay, so you have a long career in DJing and hosting. Tell me a little bit about your background.
Oh, I've been in radio since I was 15 years old. I started out back east, and then in the course of that time, I've had the opportunity to, MC a lot of events, political events, for instance, with the various presidents. I got to MC an event at the Capitol during the Olympics when it came to Utah. It was a lot of fun. And so over the years, I just reached the point where I said, I want to do something different. And so I started this program, Extreme Jeans, which we now call America's Family History Show, because we're also in national syndication. So we're now on, at this point, 24 stations in 8 states and growing, and that's after 1 year. So, it seems that the radio business is embracing the idea that family history can make great radio, too.
What is it about family history that you're so passionate about?
For me, well, it all started out when I was very young, because by the age of 21, I had lost all 4 of my grandparents, a brother, 2 uncles, my father, and 2 of my teenage friends. And so that kind of left me wandering in the wilderness a little bit. I still had my mom and my brother and a sister. But when I got married and started having my own family, I'd look back just a few years and go, wait a minute. Where do we all fit in? What's the story back there? What do I know about my dad, who died when I was 17? And his father died when I was not even 2 years old. And so I started researching then. I'd get done with my morning show, and then I'd run down to the family history library for 3 hours and be home before the kids got home from school at 3. So it was nice to have that asset right here. And the story started coming in and the discoveries, and anybody who does this will tell you, you get hooked pretty easily.
What is it about looking into your background and your family history that just stirs this need to know more? It seems like once people get started, they can't really stop.
They can't. And sometimes I have to consciously put on the brakes. I'm staying up too late. I'm doing too
much. I'm not getting enough sleep.
I'm not getting exercise. I'm looking at the screen too much.
I should probably shower somewhere in there.
Is there a problem here?
You smell great to me.
Oh, good.
No,
thank
I didn't
you,
even notice.
I think it's just a matter of like anybody wanting to understand how deep in the ground we go. Just a few years ago, I had a breakthrough of a third great grandparent couple that I hadn't been able to get anywhere with because of all the great changes that have come about, in large part thanks to Family Search and other great technological innovations. One of them went back to the Mayflower. And then all of a sudden, this ancestor of mine brought me this story that we've all grown up with, learned in elementary school, and suddenly that story was part of my story, and it became much more interesting to me. And you can watch as the generations go by, and you can look back and see these different people and the different courses they went, different directions they took. Some were absolutely wonderful, well-guided, well-grounded individuals, and others were, you got to look at them and think, what were they thinking? And then there are those who were transformational ancestors who made a choice that they weren't going to repeat some of the mistakes that their people made before them. So everybody kind of serves a learning purpose for us as we look to map out our own lives and teach our own children and grandchildren how they might want to live theirs.
What are some of the more fascinating things that you found out about your personal history?
In mine? Wow. I'm thinking what I could say that would be highly inspirational. But some of my most interesting people were my more scoundrel-like ancestors, just because they're, fascinating. And I've learned one thing about them, by the way, because everybody has them. And I think we all love to talk about, the fabulous, glorious, famous ones or those
yes.
who have done something wonderful. But the reality is we all have these scoundrels back there. And as Janet Hrvorka, a good friend of mine who's a lecturer on the circuit, often says, that is that even the scoundrels have some good in them. And a lot of the good people have some scoundrel in them. And so we can't really judge them for what took place in those times. And maybe we look back and see what they should have learned and maybe what we can learn from them.
So what do listeners hear you discuss on your show?
Well, we like to start out with a section which includes a lot of the news that's going on in the industry, because things are happening all the time between FamilySearch and MyHeritage and Ancestry. And then, of course, there are the stories that are breaking. One of the ones that continues to come back is the amazing story of King Richard III. They found his body under a parking lot, and apparently scientists have continued after, you know, this guy was dead 7 years before Columbus.
Oh, my goodness.
And so they keep going through it and discovering things about him, how he died, whether he was wearing his helmet at the time, what kind of illness he had to cause the hunched back that Shakespeare had written about, all kinds of different things about it. And then, of course, there was the big battle to where he was going to be buried, because the various political subdivisions wanted to have that benefit for tourism. And so the courts had to finally decide on that. And it's just amazing to see, a 500-year-old body being fought after with such passion. So, there are these stories, also stories of discovery. We had one very recently about some people who discovered through DNA that this one person's grandfather and this other person's father had been switched at birth in a hospital in New York.
Oh, my goodness.
And because suddenly what they were expecting, a Jewish background versus an Irish background, had been reversed. The one had the Irish and expected to be Jewish. The other had been Jewish and expected to be Irish. And so they started getting into this, and then somebody started to postulate a little bit, and they determined that their ancestors had the exact same birth date in the exact same hospital. That's pretty amazing.
Wow.
And that's what DNA can do. It's very powerful. And speaking of that, we recently had another guest on who talked about how he found his ancestral family where the ancestor had changed his name. I mean, that's a very difficult thing if you don't know what it was or anything else. But he was able to go find a cousin from just before that generation and another one, and then they were related to each other. So they triangulated it, figured out the common ancestry, pulled it down, and found somebody who matched the month, year, and place of birth of this individual. And that family didn't have his death date. Well, this guy did, but he didn't have the birth date. So they put it all together, and now they know who he was originally and what his history was.
Your eyes are just lighting up as you're sharing all these stories. I think we all kind of have this innate need to know where we come from, if there's any similarities with our, ancestors down the line. Who do we look like? Where do we come from? Is there any kind of, talent that I should be working on that one of my ancestors had?
That's why we have the experts come on. That's the second segment. We generally have an expert on who talks about some facet of this. And we make sure, too, when they come on, I said, don't come in and teach me something without a story, because the stories is really what makes the show interesting, even to those who aren't involved in family history right now. They may want to be at some point. And I've had people, I actually got an email from somebody that really touched me not long ago, where she said, listening to the show, I've been inspired to say I've pursued my career too much. I'm going to stop pursuing promotions and more money and more time involved in my career to do this. And she said, I now know what's more important. And that just made my jaw drop. So it was very touching.
Sometimes the thought of delving into our past and tackling family history can seem very, very overwhelming, because there's so much to do and so many different avenues, and it takes a lot of time. What's the one thing, if you could tell our listeners one thing about why they should do their family history, what would you say to them?
I would say look at other people who have done it and see how it's affected them, and don't doubt that it will affect you in a very similar way. I've had a lot of people who have gotten into it later in life. I started in my 20s, but a lot of people who I've talked to who got into it later in life have said, oh, I wish I had done this years ago. The other aspect in connection with that is a lot of people fail to interview older family members while they're still with us. I think when we're young and people have been with us our entire lives, we just can't envision they'll ever be gone. But you know the old saying, and that is that when a person dies, a library is burned, and you don't want to lose out on that.
Well, that is wise advice for sure. Scott Fisher, the host of Extreme Genes, right here on the Mormon Channel. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Great to see you, Jen.
And listen for more interviews and episodes with Scott, or Fish, I guess, as we know him around here, coming up very soon right here on Mormon Channel Daily. I'm Jennifer Stagg. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.